This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And WFAN-FM, New York, a Radio.com sports station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Live from the Traveling Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo, live at the Headliner down in Neptune City, New Jersey for our kickoff to summer party 2019. Good morning, Boomer. Look at this crowd. We're kicking this thing off Memorial Day weekend. You wait the entire terrible winter. It's cold. It's gloomy. It's disgusting to get to this moment. Everything is ahead of us. How you feeling, big boy?
I'm great, Gio. This is awesome. I mean, I feel like I'm working with Captain Stubing of the Love Boat today. I mean, what the hell
it's
are
summer.
You wearing? What the hell are you wearing?
It is summertime. You have to be into the summer. You need to look like the summer.
You don't look like the summer. You look like the captain of the Love Boat.
That's what you look like. The Love Boat is like a summer theme. It's on the water. I've never worn white pants in my life. Today was the day.
And now we understand why.
Oh, I look great, man.
Yeah, you think you look great, but that's all right. I like the shirt, too, whatever the...
It's got a bunch of guys hanging around, laying out on a beach float.
Is that what it is? All right. Well, Anyway, it's great to be down here again, and I can't say enough about what this place has turned into down here. And we're down here with so many of our fans and so many of our listeners, so thank all you guys for coming out. And you could tell that my voice is a little bit, it's hoarse most mornings, but really this morning because I got no sleep last night.
Well, why not?
So we're staying in the Hampton Inn up the road.
That's right.
All right.
Beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's got paper thin walls.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. And there was a wrestling match going on in the room next to me.
A wrestling match? Yeah.
I thought it was freaking Chernoff, wherever he is.
Well, who is he wrestling? Wait, the amount of moaning
and everything going on was ridiculous.
So it wasn't a wrestling match?
Well, it was a certain type of wrestling match, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, we were talking...
And it went until 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for them, huh?
Good for him.
I mean, that is unbelievable. We were talking about this. The Hampton Inn doesn't have, like, a special room for guys like you just in case, you know, because I thought that
what
they would...
What do you mean a special room for guys like me?
Well,
what
just in case, like, Boomer Esiason just happens to show up at the Hampton Inn, there isn't, like, a suite level thing or, like, an extra floor, like the penthouse where you get the retina scan and you go up there and it's a beautiful spread. You were in a regular room last night with the regular shampoo and the regular soap and all that stuff.
Yes. They have Neutrogena, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I use the same Neutrogena.
It's a very fancy place. It's a fancy Hampton Inn with very thin walls.
So you didn't sleep at all. 3:30 in the morning.
That's why I'm wearing sunglasses, dude. Man, I got bags that you could travel to Europe with under my eyes, man. I'm telling you.
So you thought it was Mark Chernoff that was in there?
I thought it was Chernoff. You know, I don't know. I thought maybe he was running on a treadmill or something.
Did it sound like Chernoff?
No, it didn't sound like that. I can tell you that. Somebody, one of the participants obviously overindulged last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, I actually initially thought it was a fight.
Okay.
I thought maybe I was going to have to get involved.
At what point would you gone over there? Like, if they heard screaming?
I did hear screaming.
But like violent screaming?
I initially thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
Until I heard some instructions being given.
What? Can you share those instructions?
No, I really can't
you
share
wanna write
those
it
instructions.
Down? And then I'll look at it because I need to know now.
Somebody was telling somebody else where to put something.
Oh, geez. Man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, that was the Hampton Inn.
Right. And it wasn't like they weren't moving furniture, I can tell you that.
Right, it wasn't a chaise lounge that they were trying to put someplace.
You know, and it was like this the whole time.
Oh, my God.
It was like the headboard, you know, was
going. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
So it went until like 3:30 in the morning, and I didn't want to get involved. It was in any of our listeners, by the way? Maybe it was somebody here that's here. I don't know.
Well, I hope so, because that'd be great. Dude, we need to get you a five-hour energy. We got to get you a little bit of whiskey at some point.
Or
get you going.
Yes. Yeah, just get you going. Yes. But I'm happy to be here. I'm going to fight through it today because I'm going to be the athlete that I am.
Right, the pro that you are.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
There's nothing that can knock you off your game.
No, I don't think so. Something almost knocked me off last night. But, you know, other than that, it was a nice drive down. I waited until the weather cleared and everything.
Yeah.
It was insane yesterday. The traffic on Hudson Street entering into the Holland Tunnel was just like an absolute nightmare.
I flew down here, man. 1 hour. Bang. Right
good,
down.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was.
I'm
it
so
was,
happy
it,
for you.
Yeah, it's going to take me about 5 hours to get home to Eastern Long Island. But
yes.
I'll hang out a little bit. I don't know. I can't do the boomer just depart right out the back door. I got to hang out with the fans. I got to take a couple pictures.
Well, we got other radio stations with us down here today.
That's right. Yes.
That's a nice thing.
Yes. So we have New York's Country 94.7. I'm still getting used to saying that because they're new in our company. Then we've got Alt 92.3. They're going to join at 3 o'clock, and the country station's going to be. It's a big country act. Since you're a huge country music fan now,
yeah, yes.
There's a big country act that's supposed to be here.
Really?
I forget his name. Is anybody know? What's the name of the guy?
Russell Dickerson.
Is
nice.
Here. You going to hang around for Russell Dickerson?
What time's he getting here?
I don't know. Maybe 10:05.
O'clock. Yeah, I'm hanging with him.
Yeah, well, we don't care about Russell Dickerson. We care about Brian Kirk and the Jerks, who will be here all morning long with us, one of Jersey Shore's most popular bands that Al has been following around since he was about 15 years old, he told me. So it's going to be a lot of fun to hear them. So go ahead.
I was going to say, I will say this, that when I look over at Brian Kirk and the Jerks over there, hey, Brian, how are you, boys? Good to see you. I love our new signs.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, somebody spent some money.
Yes, for once.
Yes, exactly.
It really is nice. Great.
Every time I see something like that, I think, why don't we get a raise? Right? Don't you think that?
Yeah, at times, you know, but... Right. That's what contract negotiations
are for. That you could buy some new clothes.
I just did yesterday. This is brand
new,
man.
You actually bought that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, nothing that I own from the summer last year fits me. It's all I lost a quarter of a person, so I had to go and get some new summer clothes.
Oh, here we go
again. You should see some of the other stuff that I bought. I was trying stuff on. I got some salmon shorts yesterday, too.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I got some salmon shorts. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Just make sure you trim the hair on your legs.
Yes.
You're a little bit like a wildebeest.
With manscaped.com.
Yes.
And by the way, we're having another hairy back contest.
We are?
Yes, another hairy back contest. So those of you with hairy backs. But we're not allowed to have it on the air, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't blame it. Honestly.
I wanted to do it on the air again, but we're not going to have it on the air. So we'll do it in one of the breaks.
Right.
And someone's going to win a gift card for having the hairiest back. I don't know if Satul, who won it last year, it looked like the Amazon on that guy's back. I don't know if he's going to be here to defend his title, but we'll be giving away a $250 or $500 gift card for the person with the hairiest back. All right, where are the Yankee fans out there? Look at that. And where are the Met fans out there?
Right. All right, let's try to get along, okay?
Yeah, it was actually
a great week.
Yeah,
right?
It turned out to be. And it was a pretty even split between the Yankee and Met fans. But, yeah, it was a great week. And both teams, and for different reasons, you know, sweeping the Orioles, sweeping the Nationals. Great week for the Mets to get back on track. And the Marlins, by the way, I mean, they keep winning. So maybe that sweep against the Marlins wasn't as bad as we initially thought.
Oh, stop,
the Mets. Maybe this team turns it around.
You know what? I'm going to speak for all the Met fans here right now. That's BS. You know, they got swept by the worst team in baseball, and then they just swept one of the worst teams in baseball who has the worst freaking bullpen. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Us Met fans, we're not buying in yet. They still have to prove stuff to us. I heard after the game yesterday, I watched the game and all the post-game press conferences and, we're a good team. We haven't given up on our manager. Okay, good. Continue to play like this then.
Yeah.
Continue to win and continue to earn our trust as fans because I'm not giving it yet. I'm not ready to give it yet, especially after this whole fiasco with Robbie Cano. It's a joke.
Yeah, I told you got to get over 500, couple of games over 500 for me to start to believe again. But to come back from all of that nonsense against the Marlins, to have that press conference, for Brody to stand up there, to have everybody in the baseball world laughing at them with the Oenis Cespedes injury, you at least got to give them a little bit of credit to come back and sweep a four-game series against the Nationals, which they needed to do because the Nationals are in a way worse spot than the Mets are.
Yeah,
right
now. When we left yesterday, we said, look, just go sweep them, win the series, and then move on. And look, do not now lay down and just go on another three or four-game losing streak. You can't. can't have that. Like I told you, you got to stay away from those things. And that's something like now with Cano on the IL and McNeil on the IL.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. You know, the Yankees got half the freaking 40-man roster on
the IL. Yeah, nobody's going to be making any excuses.
So I don't want to hear it, and nobody wants to put up with it. You know, Steven Matz, you know, had traffic all over the place yesterday, but he fought through it. Gazelman, you know, had his bad moment yesterday. But, you know, they won. That's the most important thing. But, you know, I am not buying in just yet. I'm not. Four games against the Nationals in that bullpen. Because if you take a look at, how they did against the starting pitchers, that's a little different. And then as soon as the worst part of that team was handed the game, they failed miserably in every single game.
And then the Yankees, I mean, that's a team you have to buy in on right now as they end up sweeping the Orioles. And it's funny because we see the lineup at the end of the show yesterday. We see no Gleyber Torres. We see no Gary Sanchez. But those guys come up in pinch hitting roles, and both of them get on base. Gleyber Torres with the walk, and then Gary Sanchez with a bloop single. And then that gets the rally going, and then they win again. Aaron Hicks gets buzzed. He ends up being responsible for the winning run. So if you think about the Yankees beating the Orioles again, not seeing them until August, taking care of their business, and now going to Kansas City, I mean, they may never lose again. I mean, this team is unbelievable. This could be, all the stories in baseball were so hyper-focused on the New York stories, but what the Yankees have done here, I think it's because of the Yankees, yeah. And we assume that everything's going to be great with them, but this story of them losing everybody and being in first place the way that they are is quite possibly the best story
in
baseball.
You know what the Yankees remind me a little bit of?
Who's that?
The St. Louis Blues. You know, they're going to be in the NHL Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah,
so this is what the Yankees remind me of, a team that, that overcame a lot of adversity now is playing their best hockey and everything else. So they just wanted to jam a little hockey in there for you in the first segment.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Yeah, I'm sure.
By the way, speaking of the playoffs that are going on,
right?
Kawhi Leonard again last night.
I know.
I mean, you talk about a guy that has put last year in the rearview mirror and is showing everybody just how valuable of a player he is. I'm thinking, why don't the Knicks go after him? Convince him to come here.
Well, how many times do I have to tell you that there's no going after these guys? They make their decisions.
You go after them.
But it doesn't really matter.
I don't care. You got to still go after them.
All right, you can try.
We're not Oklahoma City.
I understand, but I don't think that there's any sort of pitch that you can give these guys that's going to change their mind completely. And Kawhi Leonard really likes it up there in Toronto. If they end up going to the finals and maybe winning the thing, I don't see him leaving.
And also,
California is a big draw for him.
I heard he's a big Boomer and Geo fan.
Oh, really? Kawhi?
And he watches us up there in Canada all the time.
Oh, in Canada.
Right. And he's going to see this outfit you're wearing right now today and say, I ain't going there. Look at that guy.
No, see, like guys like Kawhi Leonard, they understand. They're on the same page as me.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, they're without a doubt on the same page as me. I feel bad because you would get down here and all the New Yorkers who don't have access to a sports betting app because we're so far behind with that in New York are going crazy because last night they could bet FanDuel Sportsbook. They're allowed to do it in New Jersey. And I was asked my opinion on the game, and I might have said the Milwaukee Bucks. I might have said take the Milwaukee Bucks to a couple of people.
Well,
so I feel like I got to offer some refunds.
Up until last night, it had been a home series, right?
Right.
The home team had won, and you figured that Giannis would come back, and you figured his guys would shoot better than they did up in Toronto. And actually, it was a really good game. It was a really good game. They had a big lead, and Kawhi is a top player, and it is absolutely showing itself. He is, I would say, he's got to be a top 3 to 4 player in the NBA. I mean, he really does.
Well, this
he
is
plays
a guy.
Defense, he rebounds. And you know what? Here's the one thing that I didn't know about him that is obvious now when you watch them is that he wants the ball in crunch time. Now, he'll take the 39 shots like he did to win the last series, but he wants the ball. And he is so determined, I think, to show everybody how good he is. And he has done that. Now, I don't know how they let him leave Toronto, but if I were any team out there, not just the Knicks, any team, the Nets included, I would do everything I possibly can to convince him to come to their teams. Because last year at this time, I wouldn't have said that because of what happened with him and the Spurs and how he didn't play. But this year, watching him, there is no doubt in my mind that that guy is a force and he is an animal on the court, and I would love to have him on our team.
Yeah, well, he needed to redeem himself after last year where that whole fiasco with the Spurs, and then he didn't want to go to Toronto. Remember when they traded him, he didn't want to go. Then they had to be convinced. So he was that superstar that was very, very difficult to deal with, and he's come back, and he has shed that bad reputation, and he has gotten himself right up into that upper echelon. If he gets that team to the finals and they are one win away, that's going to be a huge part of his resume going forward. Oh, look at this. We've already got Al getting hit with one of these things. This happened last year, I believe, and it happened again this year. There's Sean. Sean, everybody, from CBS Sports Network, one of the greatest people on earth. All right, we've got Brian Kirk and the Jerks here. We're going to be auctioning off this Jets helmet, and Boomer's going to sign the thing, so it'll be extra special. So we'll do that a little bit later. We'll have our hairy back contest coming up as well, and plenty more. We'll do our toast to summer as we're just getting started here at Headliner. It's our kickoff to summer 2019 party down in Neptune City, New Jersey. Weather brought to you by BMW of Springfield. For the status you deserve and the value you expect, follow the star to BMW of Springfield, part of their Celebrity Motor Car Group. Have your car pampered in the state-of-the-art sales and service center, BMW of Springfield, Route 22 East in Springfield, New Jersey. Sunny today with a high of 76. It's 67 and sunny right now in the city.
Are those white pants you're wearing capris?
No, but I did roll up the...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, just because so it wouldn't get dirty.
This isn't like we're not down in Miami Beach.
Well,
we're
why
in
not?
In Neptune.
Mentally, right. I'm in Miami Beach
all
right,
right
now.
All right, okay, great. Hey, you know, on this show, we talk a lot about MVPs, but not every day do we get a chance to talk about the real heroes in our society, those who answer the call to serve our country. Ford proudly salutes active military, retirees, and veterans this Fleet Week. And to show their appreciation, your local Ford stores are going above and beyond just for you guys. For a limited time, all active military, retirees, and veterans will receive a $750 appreciation cash bonus on top of all the other Ford offers going on right now. So best of all, it's transferable within households. For details, please visit buyfordnow.com.
At Ring's End, they say it's time to refresh your home with brilliant, durable paints from Benjamin Moore in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. And whether you're repainting something big or small, remember the letters RE stand for Ring's End. Connecticut's largest Benjamin Moore retailer with 19 convenient locations. They offer expert advice for both contractors and homeowners, like complimentary in-store color and design consultations. Stop in today and refresh your home with Benjamin Moore paint from Ring's End.
From the Tinted Winds Traffic Center, I'm Brian Britton with the Fan. Highway Patrol, a mess already at the inbound GW Bridge. You got a crash upstairs and a crash downstairs. Lower deck approaching the tolls. Two right lanes are knocked out. Upper level, it's just past the toll plaza in the left lane. You're looking at 15 to 20 in, up or down. Got a pretty quiet ride at the Lincoln, at the Holland. Let's go over to Brooklyn westbound BQE approaching Metropolitan Avenue.